And Father God, we just thank you for another prayer call. We just thank you, Father God, for waking us up, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for the new mercies that we see on today. We thank you for the favor, Father God, and not declare and decree that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. Not declare and decree that by his stripes that we are healed. And not declare and decree that you are the light to our path and the lamp to our feet. And not declare and decree new money. I declare and decree miracles. I declare and decree new inventions. I declare and decree debt cancellation, and not declare and decree justification, Father God, and not declare and decree that no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I declare and decree favor in the courtroom. I declare and decree restoration. I declare and decree recompense, Lord God. I declare and decree reconnection, Lord God. I declare and decree new connections. I declare and decree new communications. I declare and decree, Father God, that you are doing mighty and wonderful things for your people. I declare and decree wisdom shall abound us, Lord God. I declare and decree that grace and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. I declare and decree shiftings of the atmosphere. I declare and decree transformation. I declare and decree change. I declare and decree new developments. I declare and decree peace, Lord God. I declare and decree the comfort, Lord God. I declare and decree a sweet sleep as we conclude this call, Father God. I declare and decree the callings, Lord God, that shall come upon the lives of your people. I declare and decree that they shall walk in their purpose. I declare and decree the strength of your people. I declare and decree the boldness that you're granting your people as we boldly run towards your throne, Lord God. I declare and decree humility in the White House, Lord God. I declare and decree that we begin to be quick to listen and slow to speak, Lord God. I declare and decree forgiveness, Lord God. I declare and decree the restoration in the families. I declare and decree the miracles. I declare and decree the increase in finances, the promotion, Lord God. I declare and decree the things that you're doing in the people's lives, Lord God, should just be marvelous. I declare and decree that your sons are coming home, Lord God. I declare and decree that your daughters are coming home, Lord God. I declare and decree that the daughters are returning to the mothers. I declare and decree that the fathers are returning to the sons. I declare and decree that people will come from the north, the south, and the east, the west, Lord God, as the Archbishop goes forth and looking to globalize the prophetic. I declare and decree new increase. I declare and decree, Lord God, that the mountains be removed. I declare and decree safety, Lord God. I just declare and decree peace that shall surpasses all understanding. I declare and decree that what is bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. I declare and decree that we're bringing down strongholds. I declare and decree the transformation of lives, Lord God. I declare and decree that people begin to come from the north, the south, and the east, the west, Lord God, to see what it is that we're doing here at Zoe Ministries and what you are doing in your kingdom, Lord God. I declare and decree new directions. I declare and decree that there's just an increase in faith and in your word for your people, Lord God. I just declare and decree blessings, miracles, new money, and I just declare and decree, Father God, that there is no weapon formed against us that shall prosper. And Prophetess Glenda, let's open up the call and begin to speak in our heavenly language.
No, Father God, I just thank you for being able to be in your presence this day, and I thank you for each and every prophet and prophetess that's able to do the same. Give us all a hedge of protection over our families and our neighborhoods, Lord. Thank you for Archbishop Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness and following your direction as we follow as well, globalizing the prophetic worldwide. I thank you for Zoe Ministries as being a true instrumental in my life and helping me grow. And I thank you for that. I thank you for your word, the Bible, and I thank you for the word that comes forth through my mouth, through that you give me the words to prophesy to your people worldwide. I thank you for all the apostles, Pernell Applewhite and Kenya Applewhite, and all the ministers and evangelists. Thank you, Lord, for them leading your people in a mighty way. I thank you for the children, Lord. Bless them in their comings and their goings. Thank you for healing Minister Bostic and Prophetess Dawson and Prophetess Cooper and all the people that are on the sick and shut-in list. Thank you for healing them all, total healing. Total blessings, total restorations and peace for each household. Fresh wind of your anointing, the oil pouring down on each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you for who you are, and thank you for creating me that I may worship you, Father. I love, praise, and honor you in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for the dawning of a new day. We thank you for the ability and the breath of life. Father, we thank you for giving us life daily. Father, we thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebernard Jordan. We thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for the Jordan family. We thank you for the Jordan legacy. We thank you for Mother Mary Varian. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan. We thank you for peace throughout this earth. Father, we thank you for protecting our children as they go to and fro. We thank you for new opportunities, and we delight in you and your wisdom, your way and your Lord and your law. Father, I thank you for poem. I thank you for prophecology. I thank you for insight. I thank you for transformation. Father, I thank you for debt cancellation for every family that's on this line. I thank you for every prayer that's going forth. Father, may you hear every prayer, and Father, may you meet their needs and their requests on a timely basis. Father, I thank you for family. I thank you for marriages. Father, keep each and every family member on this line and that is married. Keep that unity, Lord. Keep that unity, Lord, because without the couples that are married, where will your children be? Where would they get their guidance from? Father, we thank you for the lost and the lost and found. We thank you for loved ones that's coming back to their families, especially around the holidays. Father, may every family be fed and nourished with your word and with food and shelter. Father, thank you for the homeless. Father, cover them. Cover the elderly as well, Father. Father, thank you for giving the wisdom to the president and his cabinet. Father, thank you for just supplying new support to the various states, whether it's California and slowing down the winds, Father, to stop all that fire, Lord. Father, keep their minds at perfect peace, knowing that you are still in the midst of all of that. I thank you for the Caribbean Islands. I thank you for Puerto Rico. I thank you for New York. I thank you for Miami. Father, I thank you for Texas. And I just want you to know, Father, that I trust everything that you say. I trust every path that you keep our feet to tread on as we move forward in confidence and in boldness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come in before you once again, Lord, with reverential fear and praise. For it is written in your word, let everything that has breath give you praise. I thank you for the air that we breathe and for allowing us to wake up and see another blessed day. I thank you, Lord, for just blessing us in abundance. I thank you for the decrease in poverty and increase in wealth. I thank you for the decrease in sickness and increase in health. And Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be able to speak unto you and give you the praise and the honor and the glory. I thank you because as our praises go up, the blessings shall surely come down. I thank you, Lord, for a 38th anniversary of our Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan and his lovely wife, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Thank you for 38 years strong of marriage, and I thank you for continual marriage and continual years that you will give them to see, Lord, and serve and lead in the ministry. I thank you, Lord, for covering the entire Jordan household and generations to come. I thank you, Lord, for covering Prophet Joshua Jordan and Prophetess Jessica Jordan as well, and touching them in the ministry. Continue to strengthen them and guide them and protect them and lead them, Lord, and their baby daughter as well. And Lord, I thank you for all new births. I thank you for new beginnings. I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for increase in spiritual understanding. I thank you for new connections, new divine connections, and relationships that are taking place even now. And Lord, I thank you for all is well, and we will continue to speak it and decree it and declare it because we are in it to win it. And I thank you for allowing us to stand up strong on our own two feet and be bold and be mighty conquerors because we are more than conquerors. And I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but we shall prevail and we shall rule and reign and we shall dominate and we shall represent your kingdom and be kingdom builders. It is in Jesus' precious name that we pray as we say amen and amen.
Amen and amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, tonight. We thank you for the company of prophets praying on behalf of the people. Father, we also pray, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for the Master Prophet, also Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and Lord God, the prophets, the prophetesses, Lord God, we thank you for giving them strength. We thank you for giving them knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And we also pray for those that may be listening on the line, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, to give them strength, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, to give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray, Lord God, to give them endurance, Lord God. Even when things are weary. But we thank you, Lord God, for blessing them and blessing their families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for hearing that voice of God in direction of where they should go. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of prophecy to minister to the people. I thank you, Lord God, for the spirit you give me, Lord God, even to preach, Lord God, and to touch lives, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, even for those on the fledglings, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, even for those, Heavenly Father, those, the young prophets, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. I thank you for Prophet College getting ready to come forth. And I thank you that all is well, because we are all is well. We are that what it is. And we thank you for it, Lord God, the spirit that all is well. Even if we're going through a storm, we just thank you, Lord God, that all is well. We trust and we believe you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty and powerful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for reminding me that my body is yours and it's not mine, and that it is a temple for your Holy Spirit. Reign over us today as our Lord, our Master and Lord, and make me holy. I pray as you are holy. Lord God, I thank you for guiding my decisions that I may not be a stumbling block to others. I thank and I praise your name for allowing me to humble myself, oh dear God, that I may continue to praise your holy and righteous name. Lord God, I want to thank you for all the prophets that are praying on the line, oh Father God. I thank you for those that are standing in the need of prayer, oh dear God. And I want to add Dorothy Hill, DePaul Norwood, Shirley Norwood, and Santana Norwood, oh dear God, and my family as well, Father God. I want to thank and praise your name for the healing that you have done thus far, dear God, and you continuously do for us, Lord God. I thank you for the new open doors, the new opportunity, oh dear God. I thank you for the restoration that you are giving to us unto our debts, oh Father God. I thank you for letting us have faith in our finances, oh dear God. I thank you for the ministry that you have given unto me to go out to the women and help the women in ministry, oh Father God. I thank and I praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God, because without you I am nothing, Lord God. I thank you for allowing your light to just shine in me, oh dear God, so that your people can see you through me, oh Father God. I thank you, oh dear God, for just having this platform for us to come to pray to your glory, Father God. I thank you for Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan, oh dear God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, that they will continue to have this door open unto us, Lord God, so that we can cry out to your people, so that they can come and have a place to get encouragement, oh dear God, to get inspiration, oh dear God, to be influenced, oh dear God. I thank you, dear God, for just allowing our children to go to and from and putting a hedge of protection around them, oh dear God. I thank you, Lord God, for all the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us, oh dear God, to allow us to come to your bank, oh dear God, and to withdraw without having a sufficient funds to put in, oh dear God. I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, because you're worthy, you're majestic, you're omniscient, oh dear God. And I thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh, Lord God, my provider, Lord God. I thank you in advance for all the open doors. I thank you for breaking the chains of bondage, of poverty on our minds, oh dear God. I thank you as you continue to transform our mind each and every second, Lord God. These many blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name and for thy sake. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we just thank you. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like an eagle and soar. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall run and never faint. And Father God, I just thank you for the endurance. I thank you, Father God, for the strength that you're giving your people. I thank you for the boldness that you're giving your people, Father God. I thank you for the increasing faith that you're giving your people and allowing us to keep moving forward and be in expectation of the things that you're doing for us and the things that you're going to do for us and the things that you have done for us and the things that you're doing in us and through us and for us, Father God. I just thank you for the things that you're doing in this season. I thank you, Father God, for this ministry, this place of training, this place of word and this place of worship and wisdom that you have available for your people, Father God. I thank you for you give us the ability to profit, Father God. So I thank you for the new businesses that will start, the careers that are being launched, the increase, Father God, the insight, the awareness and the awakening to the things and the purpose and the treasures that is within them and your people, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the increase that you're bringing forth, the increase, Lord God, the increase that your people are asking for, that your people are praying for, Father God. I thank you for the release of the heavenlies, Lord God. I thank you for opening up the windows and pouring us out a blessing that there not be room enough to receive. I thank you, Father God, for the removal of the negativity from around your people. I thank you, Father God, for rebuking the devourer for our sake, Lord God. I thank you for the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the new makers, Lord God. I thank you for the new relationships. I thank you, Father God, for the new life that should be blessed in my family, Lord God. And I thank you for touching my sister Bianca, Lord God. And I thank you for touching all of the members of the Company of Prophets and those on the prayer list. Prophet Stephen Bostic, Lord God, I thank you for touching his heart, Lord God. I thank you for touching his lungs, Lord God. I thank you for touching his body, Lord God. I thank you for the wisdom. I thank you, Father God, for you have the say. You have the last say. And I thank you, Father God, for being the author and finisher of our faith, Lord God. I thank you for the expected plans in the future that you have for us, Lord God. I thank you for the path that you have for us to walk on that provides safety and shelter and wisdom, Lord God. I just thank you for your word. I thank you, Father God, for the solid rock and the foundation that you're bringing forth to your people. I thank you, Father God, for the wisdom. I thank you, Father God, for the breakthrough. I thank you, Father God, for the open doors. I thank you, Father God, for the opportunities. I thank you, Father God, for leading and guiding us, Lord God. I thank you for the revelation. I thank you, Father God, for opening the eyes of your people and allowing them to come into the light of you and your salvation, Lord God. I thank you for those who are coming forth into the ministry, Lord God, that is searching for prayer, Father God, and I thank you for answering their prayers. I thank you, Father God, for hearing their petitions and requests and sending forth the answer, Lord God. I thank you for the angels that you even charge over us, Lord God. I thank you for the things that you're allowing us to walk into. I thank you for the supernatural, uncommon favor. I thank you for the testimonies that should come forth to the people as they begin to believe in your prophets and believe in your word, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the foundations that are being shaken up and stirred, Lord God, and being reset and being replaced, Lord God. I thank you for the restructuring. And I thank you, Father God, for healing the matters of the heart, perfecting those things that concern your people, Lord God. I thank you for just bringing forth a renewed mind, Lord God, clarity of thought. I thank you, Father God, for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and out of no sorrow. I thank you for where you guide, you shall provide. I just thank you for the healing that you're bringing forth to the hearts of your people, those who are grieving, those who have just been in the space of looking for hope, Father God. I thank you for being that hope of glory. I thank you, Father God, for being that solid rock, that foundation. I thank you, Father God, for being able to lean on your everlasting arm and being in your unconditional love and just being able to dwell in the house of the Lord, Lord God, where there's peace and there's liberty. And I thank you, Father God, for the abundant life that your son Jesus has come to give. And I thank you, Father God, for him being the light, for the truth and the way. And, Father God, I just thank you. I just thank you. I just thank you for honoring the obedience of your people, for obedience is better than sacrifice. And I just thank you, Lord God, for all of the things that you're doing as we begin to look forward and expect the manifestation, the miracles, and the victory. And I love you, Father God, because you first loved me. Amen.
Amen. Father God, I thank you, God, and I give you all honor and praise and glory, God. And, God, thank you, God. We make a joyful noise unto you, holy land, and we serve you with gladness and come before your presence with singing, O God. We thank and praise your holy and wonderful, masterful name, O God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, O God. And, God, we thank you, Lord, as we move closer into Christmas Day, God, we want to thank you, God, for helping us to remember that the dear Lord Jesus came to earth and dwell amongst us, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, that he is indeed Emmanuel, God. God's with us, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, since you are with us, we need not to fear, oh God. And we thank you, God, that you are more than all that come against us, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for filling our hearts with your great confidence and hope, God. We thank you, God, for the Redeemer's sake, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for a confident and graciously guarding those who suffer affliction, God. We thank you, God, for visiting them with your healing power, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for being a hope amongst those communities, God, that have been affected by devastation, God, and the storm, God. And God, we thank you, God, for our leaders, God. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, God, for all your leaders all over the world, God, and all in your churches, Lord. We thank you, God, for directing their lives in the lives of your people, God. We thank you, God, for confidence, oh God. We thank you, God, for hope, God. We thank you, God, for traveling mercies, God. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by land, air, or sea and keeping us safe, oh God, wherever we may be, God. And we continue to thank you, God, for your youth, God, for blessing them in their schools, college, and all your institution of learning, God. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, over our loved ones, over our family, and all that surround us, God. And God, we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters, oh God. And thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, for you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Almighty God, and your precious, holy, and masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you. We ask that you watch over us with the very pupil of your eye. Hide us in the protection of your wings. For Lord, you are our strength, our fortress, and protection of your anointed ones. Because you've been a help to us, we shout for joy in the protection of your wings. You are our strength, our saving help, our deliverer. Deliver us from every adversary. Deliver us from every pitfall and every snare. Deliver us from every deceiver. Deliver us from every witch and every warlock. Deliver us from every generational curse. Deliver us from every negative prayer prayed against us. In Jesus' name, deliver us, Lord God, from the power of darkness. Deliver us, Lord God, from every yoke of bondage. Deliver us, O God, from every spirit of infirmity and every demonic force. We plead the blood of Jesus over every work of darkness. We plead the blood of Jesus over every negative prayer prayed against us. We plead the blood of Jesus against lack and infirmity, against unemployment, against housing matters, against landlord-tenant matters, against banking issues, financial issues, mortgage issues, transportation issues. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus and call upon your favor. Call upon your grace. Call upon your mercy. Call upon right divine order in all of our affairs. Father God, we decree and declare peace be still. We decree and declare restoration and repair. We decree and declare peace in our homes. We decree and declare peace on our jobs. We decree and declare peace in our relationships. We decree and declare expansion, elevation, and promotion. Expansion, elevation, and promotion. Expansion, elevation, and promotion. We decree and declare favor with banks, favor with loan institutions, favor in our educational pursuits. Father, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. We declare a spirit of excellence. Anoint us for study. Anoint and sharpen our minds. Anoint us with the spirit of excellence. Quicken and stir up every dormant gift and bring us into our right divine platform according to your word, according to
your purpose according to your grace and favor. We thank you for our Archbishop. We thank you for Pastor Deborah. We thank you for our first family. We cover them. We bless them. We strengthen them. The blood of Jesus protects all of their efforts and endeavors. Grandchildren, we bless them and protect them. All of our children, Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them as they go to and from school. Lord God, we cover their minds and shield them from seducing spirits of witchcraft, drug, alcohol addiction, premarital sex. Preserve them, Lord God, we pray. Bless our parents, our elders, our prophets in the order, and everyone on this call, every home that is represented, we decree and declare your grace, your mercy, and your favor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you, people of God. We are blessed to be with you another midnight cry. And I need to correct something. I had asked that you all go to the text your donation and to type Midnight Cry. Well, when I tried that, that didn't work. So the only way that can work is if you do it online, do your donation online. And if you submit a donation of any amount, whatever the Lord has graced you with, a seed of thanksgiving, a seed of thank you, a seed of Lord, I believe God. Thank you for the answer. Amen. And also showing Bishop, Archbishop, and Pastor that you support this endeavor, that you support this prayer call, and you want to see it continue. Amen. Just sow a seed online at ZoeMinistries.com. And in the comments section, just say, you know, for the midnight cry. Amen. Well, thank you for the midnight cry. Whatever the Lord shall bless you with, whatever the Lord shall lay upon your heart. We just want to continue bringing this prayer ministry live to you and supporting you and standing with you as you believe God for your miracle. Amen. And we want to move swiftly to the announcements. Join Archbishop Jordan for the live conference call Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at this same number. Also, join the live conference call every Monday through Friday at 12 noon for Pop Life Radio. Amen. And if you are attending the Prophecology, February 23rd through the 26th, you must register. Amen. If I were you, I'd get my flight and transportation arrangements so you can provide your itinerary information at this prophecology.com. Amen. And join us again for another Midnight Cry with Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Submit your prayer request at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Amen. We're grateful for you. We're praying with and for you, and we're believing God for your miracle. Amen and amen. God bless you is our prayer. Peace.